Blog Talk Radio.
Nah, I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never held me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never held me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I'm feeling so many changes, my body feeling numb. I didn't have you on my side, you know that I ain't have a crumb. I was down bad for real, bitch, you know I was a bum. On the come up, we finna come up, we gon' make it out the slum. All I had was fake friends, try to come around and shake my hand. Pussy niggas ain't official, I'm just tryna get some bands. I remember on the block, them niggas claim they was my friend. All my niggas riding with me and we cruising through the city. Got them blickies on me if a nigga wanna get up with me. If you see my brothers and we go forever, get them stitchy. We go forever, get them stitchy.
Nah, I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never held me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never held me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real. I said that you was my nigga, so nigga, it ain't no leaving. Mama said I can't trust you, I said she tweaking. But then you did me dirty, and that shit, it left me speechless. It's a cold, cold world, I swear to God, my heart is bleeding. So you my bro for life, yeah, that's what you told me. I can't believe what people say, yeah, you gotta show me. I was ballin' on that court, now a nigga in the nosebleed. But this shit is kinda crazy, cause you're supposed to be here with me. But somewhere down the line, your heart got so heavy. Thinking to myself, like, why the fuck my little homie hate me? You was telling all these bitches that you wanna play me. But that shit got back to me, and that shit so crazy. Now I'ma pop out with the gang if I see war coming. Them niggas not my blood, but them niggas my mud brothers. Cause they was there with me when I ain't had none. They showed me loyalty, I ain't had to ask for none.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never held me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
I was by myself, I was down bad, you never held me for real. Where was you at when I was in the field, toting that still? Only had shots around that corner, we gon' kill you for real.
These niggas claiming that they killers, but they bluffing for real.
Yo, yo, I'd like to welcome y'all to another episode of OG Radio Presents Talk That Ish podcast, live podcast, with your boy Radio Rail and my guest Brandon. We may have another guest later, but today's episode is about wasted opportunity. You go ahead and introduce yourself, bro, even though I just said your name and shit.
Hello?
Yeah, I get you.
What's going on, Wes? What's going on?
Man, just been chilling. Just been chilling. That's all. Working and chilling.
How was your weekend, son?
Man, it was good, man. It was good. It was good. Just did a lot of working with the radio stuff and everything.
Okay. So you said the topic is opportunity?
So, yes, opportunity, like, why do people waste it, and what can they do to, you know, grab the concept of making the most of the opportunity. So,
okay.
I'll kick it off. I feel like people waste a lot of opportunities in life because they refuse to work hard.
Okay.
I feel like they get offered an opportunity. They start, you know, they work at it, but then they get tired real quick. And they feel like that opportunity they got probably didn't have much potential. So they feel like it may not lead to anything in the future. I could kind of see why. Like, for example, if you work a warehouse job like I did some years ago where you kind of see the potential to grow in the company, but the way the company runs their process, you don't see that growth. You don't see how you can grow in that company. So you feel like you're wasting your opportunity there. You're just there to collect a paycheck. But for me, the type of person I am, I made the most of my opportunity. So I went from legit being a regular worker to damn near a manager in like 3 short years. I was there for 6 years, but in 3 short years, I proved myself to work myself up. So it was, I didn't waste my opportunity. You know what I'm saying? I made the most of it. So while I'm here, stuck in these four walls, I'm going to learn everything there is to learn and capitalize on that shit.
Yeah, you got to seize the moment.
Definitely. There's a lot of opportunity to do whatever it is that you want to do in life. But people feel like they may not be smart enough. They feel like they're not confident enough. They always bring some type of negative into it instead of just going about it in a positive way so they can get a better outcome. I see that shit happening all the time. So what do you think about it?
Well, I feel like some people need to seize the moment to take the opportunity to do what they got to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like you're trying to win something. They give you a situation of getting this opportunity to win something. You're determined. And, like, I don't get why people just waste their time by just not trying to take that opportunity. You know what I'm saying? Somebody gave you something that nobody else probably will ever get in life, and you just didn't want it, or you just, when you got it, you just wasted it. And a lot of people are like, you know, why would you waste that opportunity? I mean, you're lucky that you got this opportunity to do what you had to do or got what you wanted. And, like, it's just a shame that people just take advantage of it and not give it. You could just give it to somebody else. I feel like if you can't handle the opportunity that you got given to you, why not just give it to somebody else? And then they could be just take responsibility and make it the best way, the best opportunity they can, good or bad.
I feel that. 100%.
Sad.
People look at other people's success and want that, but then don't know how to go get it. Me, I'm never going to look at anybody else's success. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what they did to get there. I don't know if it's legit or not. I know where I want to go and how the steps that I want to take. You know what I'm saying? That's like me looking at the life of Jay-Z and be like, man, I want that life. But shit, it's going to take too much hard work to get it. Yeah, it's supposed to take hard work to get it. You know, ain't shit handed to you for free. I feel like a lot of people, especially some, I'm not going to say all, but some black people, definitely the African-American race, feel like they get too lazy, too comfortable with where their life is right now versus trying to seize the moment and making everything better or doing better. Like, I'm a always find a way to do something better than, like, I live my life doing things better than I did the day before, because your yesterdays are always history, your tomorrows will never stop coming. So why are you doing your shit today? Always preparing and look to do things better for tomorrow.
All right.
But, you know, I don't know, a lot of people don't grasp that concept, and it kind of sucks. Because I see a lot, especially my young homies and shit, like, they have a lot of potential to be something great, but they don't see that shit. And I feel like a lot of the entertainment that we see fucks that shit up, because they get blinded with all the money, the cars and jewels and all that bullshit. They just want that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us growing up, especially if you grew up in the hood, we ain't have a lot of shit. So when you got money, you spend it on shit that you never had before. And that's the easiest way to go broke and fuck up your opportunity. And a lot of people aren't as humble.
Either you gonna do it, you gonna use it for good, or you gonna use it for bad as well when you get it. Like,
true.
I don't get why. It's like somebody give. It's like catching a lick. You know what I'm saying? You want to. Somebody gave you some kind of easy access to a situation, and then you make the situation worse. And you know it falls back on a lot of African Americans, like you said. You know, a lot of African Americans mess up good opportunities. Like, we're going through something now, right now. The stay home thing. Perfect example. Now, all we have to do was just, if we kick it with people, just keep it at, like, family members or something. You know what I'm saying? Just don't be outside and make it obvious that you're outside, or don't make it seem like that you're going to a party or something. But people, us as African Americans, some people don't listen or comply to the rules. And that's why we keep on. That's why we still having these month-to-month punishments, is because people don't understand. You can have a party, but just keep it at a minimum.
Glad you spoke on that, because, you know, especially using social media, shit goes around so fast. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
All right, you have a party. All right, fine, cool. You had a party. But then you broadcast that shit. Now you're raising a whole lot of red flags. So now you're going to get the media involved. Then you're definitely about to get CPD involved, and then the government and everything, because they're all on social media. There's
right.
nothing that...
And you don't think they watch
you can't... Right. If you didn't want it... If you wanted it to be discreet, you don't sit there and post it. You know what I'm saying? But Black people do what they always do. They will always record shit, and it fucked it up. So, yeah, we'll never get off this lockdown every month because everybody's doing dumb shit.
Yeah, and I don't get why they do that because, like, look, I'm a perfect example myself. I might not be an essential worker, but I have an opportunity to get some money. So what I did was I started drawing for people. People saw my pictures on Facebook and asked me to draw for them. Now, the minimum people that be at the home is not my problem. It's just the principal they want me to draw. I go do that, take care of my business, and come back home to the house. I don't got nowhere else to go after that. When I go babysit my sister's kids, I go do that and come back home. Like, I have no reason to go to a party and hang out with a bunch of people that's doing the essential things that they doing and just, like, want to be around that, because I'm putting myself in the risk of this situation that everybody's supposed to be getting sick of. And
right.
I'm putting myself at risk about just, like, not complying to the rules about just staying home. But
right.
I need to be at home. Like, this is my check. That's my checkpoint. That's like having a curfew, and you know your curfew by heart in your back of your head. Like, you know what? I'm outside too much. I went what I had to do. I made my tools and fuels, or I made ends meet. Now it's time for me to ship back home. There ain't nothing else to do.
And what you did was you made the best of your opportunity. And that's what everybody should be doing right now. If a motherfucker not working, which most of us ain't, and for the essential workers like me who's working, and I'm still, even though I'm a essential worker, I still got time to work on my craft. But while people are sitting at home, it's the perfect opportunity, the perfect time to work on something. My kid's mother, she's a security officer at Rosemont, right? She ain't been to work in since the whole shutdown. So it's been 2-3 months. So what she did was she started researching things on YouTube, whatever. So she started making this stuff for your hair for it to grow. First, when she brought me that idea, and I was like, ah. Then she used it on our daughter's hair, and her hair grew a lot. And there's, like, no side effects or nothing. So I'm like, okay, you, while you're on this lockdown, you've made the most of your opportunity pretty much. So now I'm like, okay, you got a product that works. Now we need to figure out how we send the market is patent it, get it out there. So While you doing that side, I got you on another tip. So once you get your ABCs in order, I got your XYZ. So, like, that's great that, you know, people can sit there, take the time out, research things, learn things, and then come up with things on their own, and bam, you got something. I ain't gonna lie, over the weekend, I went and partied, but we kept it small. It wasn't big, it was super small. And my homegirl, she did what they do at Amazon. She has the little temperature reader that you put on everybody's forehead and read your temperature. And she clearly made it clear as day. If it's a certain degrees above what it's supposed to be, you're not getting in. Hey, I fucked with that. I could take a tip off my hat to you for that shit, because, you know, it wasn't like the people out west and outside who had about 100 fucking people in their household throwing the damn party.
Wow.
It was legit probably 7 of us, and we still kept the space out. Everybody walked up in there with masks on and shit. We did what we were supposed to do. But, you know, some people just, they don't think like that. But, yeah, people definitely need to capitalize on a lot of things that's going on around the world like that.
Yeah, like, yeah. I don't get why people want to still have parties. And, you know, you can't just be having a lot of people in your house. And plus, like, I know myself, I don't like to have a lot of people in my house. My people, like, if you come to my house, it's like 2 or 1 person at a time. You know, I treat my house like it's not supposed to be that place. And if somebody want to party and hang out and stuff, in my house, it's got to be like 2 people. You guys, like, if you ain't a couple, you can't come in. If you ain't, like, by yourself, you can't come in, because I'm not trying to have a group of people in my house. You know, it's the opportunity that you give people to come in and make them feel comfortable, but at the same time, you don't want to make it seem like that you bring just everybody and their mama in your house. You know what I'm saying? And then people just will be like, man, you know, when, you know, such and such allow all of us to come over there and hang out and stuff. No, it ain't like that. See,
right.
You know what I'm saying? This ain't the party station. This is like the chill out zone in my career. You know, you do what you smoke, drink. As long as you have a woman with you, or you by yourself, you have no problem coming inside. But if you bring like another third wheel person to come in there, oh no, that's too much, because I don't even know the third person.
Right.
Right.
I feel that.
My block don't do. I mean, like, this is what I don't get about African American people and opportunities. Why waste your time? If you know that you can't handle it, stop taking it. Stop taking the opportunity to get it. Stop getting it, man. If somebody got an opportunity for you, don't get it if you know you can't handle it. Because you're going to take it and you're going to turn it into something that should have been something different. And then think, like, damn, I wasted my time trying to get this man this opportunity to do this. And now he messed it up for people. And now it's like, I can't do nothing with it no more, because he already made bad use for it.
Exactly. I definitely feel that. That makes the most sense in the world. But we're going to go on a quick break. I'm going to play a couple of tracks, and then we'll get right back to it. So this track here is by Bunny. It's called Birthday. Some of y'all talk definitely know this song, so here it goes.
Telling what I'm about to do. Got a couple bottles. can admit that I deserve it. It's the realest shit I ever wrote. It's some real nigga R&B. Took the love you gave for granted. Now I'm lonely and regret it. Said this the realest shit I ever wrote. You left a nigga with a broken heart. Should've swallowed my pride. Put that shit aside. But this the realest shit I ever wrote. Real nigga R&B.
You say that you love a nigga.
Love a nigga.
But you be on bullshit, just the way that you pull shit. Like a pit in a bull mix. When we touching the love and we busting full clips. Only blitz for the moment. And then we back to the bullshit. Just the way that you hold it. Bring more shit. Tryna love in the bowl of emotions. I think we losing the focus. We need to be moving in motion. That bragging and boasting. That fuck up the soul shit. Who coming the closest? Grab another L and fuck up some more shit. You ride it like you know it's your dick. Got you going through it like it's your pick.
It's the realest shit I ever wrote. It's some real nigga R&B. Took the love you gave for granted. Now I'm lonely and regret it. Said this the realest shit I ever wrote. You left a nigga with a broken heart. Should've swallowed my pride. Put that shit aside. But this the realest shit I ever wrote. Real nigga R&B.
Huh? And we are back. Who was that? That was Boogieville, Real Nigga R&B. Hold on, we have a caller. Hold on. What's up, caller?
Hello.
What's up?
Hi. How are you?
Hey. Good, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you? I'm great.
I'm good, I'm good. Want to tell the world who you are?
Hello, I am Mango. If you listen to Talk That Ish, then you know who I am.
So, yes, this is my other partner in crime with the Talk That Ish podcast, Mango. We're back on the second half of Wasted Opportunities. So, a little recap, Mango. I was basically saying that people waste their opportunities a lot because they refuse to work hard. And when they get offered opportunities to start working at it, but they get tired. So they feel like that opportunity didn't have much potential. So it didn't lead to any type of... Well, they feel like that opportunity didn't lead to no future. Now, I know for a fact that you capitalize on every opportunity that you can. So this is perfect for you to chime in on people wasting opportunities.
Definitely. I can honestly say there have been a numerous amount of opportunities that I didn't take advantage of, and it wasn't because I didn't think it would go like down the right avenue, or I didn't think I would make a profit. It was solely because I was afraid of success. I was afraid of what if I do this too good, and like it's just like the fear of the unknown.
True.
Like it was, but you know, it's like once you succeed at one thing, it's just like, okay, I did that, so I could do this and I could do that. That's why I hop on every opportunity that I do now.
I feel that. I didn't even think about people who fear success. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
You're definitely right on that one. Growing up, me and my cousins have plenty of talks. I used to be afraid of failure. He used to be afraid of success. And I never understood, like, what the fuck? How can you be scared of succeeding? Like, that should be a goal. But now that I'm of age, I get it. I understand. I think we've all kind of been there a little bit. But I'm more of the type that I'm going to just jump into it. You know what I'm saying? I don't really have an expectation of whatever outcome. I'm going to just jump into it. And if it's for me, then it's for me. If it's not, it's not. I'm not saying that everybody should have that logic. But, you know, time shouldn't be wasted. So, you know, any opportunity to jump on that shit. You never know where it can take you. Like, with this whole radio thing, I didn't know. At first, I didn't know. I was skeptical. But, hell, it got me this far. It's great. Now I'm just, you know, trying to be like you over there, you know.
I mean, who didn't as a kid try and have you got an opportunity to do some stuff that you never did before as a kid? But, you know, as a kid, you didn't know either the opportunity was good or bad. You just ran with it and made the best out of the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? And, like, as you get older, you have a bigger responsibility of opportunity now. And whatever you was taught and learned, it's up to you what you make that opportunity to be.
Definitely. And a lot of times, like, I know some things that I do, a lot of times when I'm entering a different type of environment, I try to control where I go. Like, which direction that I go. And it's just like, no. Like, that's another issue that I have. I try to control where I'm going just so I don't fuck up. And
right.
It's still, like, it's just like the inevitable. Like, it happens. So I'm learning slowly but surely to just embrace it and go with the flow. Don't turn down any opportunities, regardless of what you think is. Try it out. If it works, there you go. If it does not, you know where to go.
That's true. That's definitely true. I remember in high school, I had the opportunity to go to Lincoln College of Technology. They drove all the way to my house, sat down with me and my parents. They offered me a $2,500 scholarship to attend their school. I turned that opportunity down because all I wanted to go was to Robert Morris University and go for computers. That's all I wanted to do. So through that summer, you know, I've been back and forth to that school and everything, got everything together. I got my degree, had about 3 months left until my bachelor's degree in computer science, and I dropped out. Well, more so got kicked out. But nonetheless, I didn't. After I got my degree, I didn't even want to do it no more. I didn't even want to do computers. That wasn't even my thing. I wanted to know why it worked versus me working on it. I wanted to know the inside. How was it built? What components did it take to build that shit? So I took maybe 9 months off the school. I had moved away, came back to Chicago, and what do you know? I got a hold of Lincoln College of Technology. They still had my scholarship on file. Went to school there, graduated, got my degree, and I've been doing electronics and shit ever since. So that was something more of my speed of what I wanted to do. So if I would have just took that opportunity then, ain't no telling where I could have been now. But at that time, I was afraid of doing something that I was kind of unfamiliar with at the time, and I stuck with computers because that's what the fuck I knew. And then I got it, and I'm like, yeah, I don't like this shit. So I agree with the whole being afraid to succeed. That was one of those opportunities for me. But at least I still did it. You know, some people just don't fuck with shit at all. At least I still went back, you know. That was a good thing, of course.
Definitely.
And then a lot of
some people don't have the they don't have self motivation. So it's like if they don't have someone on their back, like go ahead, you got this, ooh, like applauding them for everything that they do, they lose all the motivation that they had when they first started out. I've seen that a lot. A lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like more than people succeeded. Like, for real, for real.
I feel that.
Like, I believe everybody should think about the opportunity that they get given to them. It's because it's like responsibility of shooting the hoop. Like, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm giving you this chance to do this because I don't want to, you know, waste it, or I don't want to give it to nobody else that's not worth it. So if somebody gave you that type of opportunity, that tells you that you're really worth this chance that they're giving you. And if you drop the ball, then that's on you. And they're going to look at you like, I would never give you this again. But it's always a second chance to redeem yourself to make it better, because you can also make that opportunity even better when that person least expect it. You know what I'm saying? That's like a woman getting a diamond ring, but she don't know what diamond ring she getting. But she knows she getting something that got to do with a diamond.
Right. True. And I want to add, when people do things like come up with, you know, a logo or clothing line or anything of that caliber, I quickly learned that even your friends and close friends and family don't even support you. The perfect stranger will quickly support you than your friends and family. So never expect for your friends or family to support you. So Anise is Mago is a perfect example of the perfect stranger supporting me more than my close friends. Like, I knew her, but I didn't know her at the same time. And she reached out to me on this shit and been supportive of me and vice versa ever since. Way quicker than my best friends and family. My own mama don't even share my shit. But I don't trip, because I already understood that when it comes to rise of success, not everybody's going to jump on your bandwagon. After you become successful, then everybody want to jump on your bandwagon. So I already noted who is and who ain't.
Right.
So when it comes to the land of opportunity, the people who was in my corner, I'm going to make sure they eat along with me. People who wasn't in my corner, shit, y'all get maybe a shout-out or a handshake. That's about it.
right.
You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to get the same table I'm at.
For real.
And
it's fucked up that it's like
that. It is. That's crazy. The perfect thing. Like, when I first started, I started my podcast in November, right? I started it. And shout out to my girl, Ray So Dope. She came to me. I had no idea who she was. I probably did maybe one or two episodes. She came out of nowhere and was like, yo, I heard your podcast. I like it. I think you can do this. So I'm going to suggest that you go to school. Maybe it's for you, maybe it's not, but I'm going to give you that opportunity. You know, you got a chance to, you know, be better at this, whatever. I mean, I didn't go to school. Thank God I didn't, because this whole corona shit. But the fact that she was a perfect stranger who I didn't know, she didn't know me, came out of the woodwork, was like, yo, I like what you're doing. I'm going to support you. And we've been cool ever since.
But you know what? The universe has
a way. Yeah.
It has a way of making sure you get what you need, because in real life, it could be, the message could potentially come through one of your family members, but they could be envious of you. And could be thinking, I don't want them to be better than me, and they're going to think they're the shit. Because that's what I go through now. Like, and I'm not even really doing nothing. I got my little side hustles, and, you know, I'm doing stuff to better myself mentally, financially, and spiritually every day. But, like, for real, I don't feel like I'm the man like everybody say, like the haters say. I just move how I want to. If I distance myself, it's because you're not on what I'm doing. So there's no point in being around you.
Definitely feel that.
people move how they want to move, but not everybody always move in the same accord. And that's nuts. Because I support any and everybody with any and everything, no matter what it is, how big, how small, I'm going to support it. One support goes a long way versus no support. I got some family members who's in the entertainment business who could have helped me out into getting on radio or this, that, and the third, or point me into the right direction, but they never did. So the fact that I'm building something from the ground up and I got a team who helped me get to this point, building it with me, is like, it's great. So I'm going to keep that in mind for the family member who chose not to go the route that I was going. Because they're going to be the same one and be like, man, what did you do to get so famous that I've been trying to do? Like, hey, you know.
But you know what?
You.
I don't even should you should go about it that way, because that could be, like, a life-changing experience for them. You know, not even nothing for you. Like, sometimes in situations like that, you don't even get anything out of, but you do so much for them. And it's like, I've been in situations where I'm like, why the fuck did I just be nice to this motherfucker? And they, like, then fuck me over so many times. What the fuck is wrong with me? And then I just sit back and think, and it's like, I get the revelation that maybe it's something that they needed. Like, you don't know what people be going through. You don't know why they dislike you. And I know this kind of crazy coming from me, but just taking this time, like this quarantine, it has really taught me compassion. How?
Lord did it.
Amazing.
Lord did
but,
it. Yes, it has.
It really has taught me compassion. Everybody knows that Mango don't play. Okay. But I'm starting to see situations on both sides.
Mango do what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. So I'm gonna play a track real quick. I'm gonna play one quick track and then we'll get right back into it. And then, you know, we got like about less than 20 minutes left. So I'm gonna play one quick track. Then we'll get back to it, then we'll be, you know, wrap things up. So this track is How Many Times by Deontay Echols. Shout out to my man Deontay. So we shall return in about 3 minutes.
Trying, I promise you said I was leaving. Give all my love to you, girl. Show you I mean every word.
And we are back. Again, that was How Many Times by Deontay Echols. That's one of my favorite songs on here.
Man, but, I gotta get that song, man. I was in the bob of my head.
You say what?
I say I was in the house bob of my head, like, oh my god, that sounds so like neo soul. It sounds so good.
I'm gonna try to send it to you. I believe I still have it in my email. It's a lot of songs I got in my email from artists. But if y'all know any artists, definitely send them my way. I could get them plugged in on here. We could play their music and everything. So for all those who just tuned in, the topic of the day is Wasted Opportunity with your boy Radio Rail, Mango, and Brandon. We are just chilling, shooting the shit. Y'all got anything else for the world to know?
No, I understand. Black people need just seize the opportunity. Just take the opportunity when you get it. Don't take advantage of it because you'll never get it again.
Definitely won't get not a goddamn where. Especially nowadays, it's hard to get anywhere if you don't seize the moment and opportunity. Especially since the orange nigga is still in office and we may be stuck with him another 4 years. You never know.
He said the orange. I don't even consider him.
You know, people have their big feelings about the man. Personally, he ain't shit. He did kind of fuck up a lot of shit, but at the same time, the economy didn't go as bad as I thought it would have been.
Everyone thought it would.
You say what?
It wasn't a lot better than everyone thought it would.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it kind of went a little better than I thought. It wasn't too bad, only if you're working if you're into foreign shit, if you're into domestic foreign shit, selling shit overseas, then that shit kind of became fucked up. But other than that, I ain't really had a problem. Like, my tax has been decent, you know, cut me a break. Gas been low, you know, I ain't really tripping. He put a little extra money in my pocket.
I mean, I'm not tripping either. I mean, I feel like the man, like, I watch a lot, well, I watch Dave Chappelle. And, like, Dave Chappelle talk about politics and, like, he know certain things about certain people. Because he was viewed by it, or he just did his homework. And, like, Trump is not a bad person, be honest with you. It's just that he's more politically dumb than, like, anything. He just don't know what he was doing. And, like, he had people help him or speak for him. So that's why I feel like that. And, like, the only way that he was smart was, like, when it came down to money or investing and stuff.
Right.
You got to know who he is. He's a businessman. That's what businessman is.
Exactly. And he took it.
Lay the finger on. But
right.
The dollar run the world, so.
Facts. Now, there's no way, shape, or form am I a Trump supporter. I never will be. Never, never, never will be.
Oh, no. No.
Damn, I have a point for this, and I forgot it that quick.
I'll let Trump invest some money with me, though. I'll let him invest money.
Mango is not a Trump supporter as a president, but as a businessman and as a man himself, I definitely have respect for him because he's confident. He doesn't give a fuck about what no one says, and he knows how to make motherfucking money.
Oh, yeah, that was my point.
Yeah.
My point was I feel like America wasn't ready for the type of person that he is. The outgoing, outspoken, say what you want, do what you want type of president. That's exactly what he was. I'm not taking nothing away from Obama. Obama was like the best president we had besides Bill Clinton. But he was more like relaxed and laid back.
Bill Clinton was trash.
Bill Clinton was pretty much.
He was trash.
Any man that, what? How? I mean,
men
fuck with him because of scandal. That's the only reason why Bill Clinton was the president. If you look at how many black men went to jail while he was president, have you all looked at how many black men went to went to jail while he was president?
That wasn't all Bill. That was more so Hillary. Hillary signed off.
Bill is
allowed.
I do agree. Again, politically wise, yes, she was kind of fucked up. But what president ain't? In order for Obama to be in the office, he had to have Joe Biden as a fucking vice president. Now, Joe Biden is racist. You could ever imagine. Joe Biden is, if you really look into Joe Biden, he's very corrupted. More corrupted than Mike Pence. But, you know, to each of his own. But people got to play to win. You know what I'm saying? They got to play the game. So I'm pretty sure, highly sure, Joe Biden wasn't Obama's first fucking choice. But in order to get that seat, you got to play to win.
We don't even know if Joe Biden was whispering in Obama's ear, like, man, Joe, you see that girl in the third row? He's like, yeah, but my wife's in front of me, so. Right. I mean, we already know Obama was like, we already know Obama was smoking weed because, like, the nigga got gray hair within the third term. Like,
right.
He was like, I need something to relieve myself. And he was like, man, Joe Biden was like, man, hit the blunt. And he was like, oh, shit, yes, I can do that.
Oh, my God, you're nice. You're nuts.
He won't. Yeah. He won't.
I mean, come on, man.
He's
the first president I know that had gray hair in his third term, and he was just doing everything he was supposed to do. How'd you get gray hair that fast? Like, your hair was super black, and then turned super gray.
I think George Bush was the same way.
George Bush grayed quick, too. But I think the reason why Obama grayed so gray quick as fuck, because it was so much shit that he wanted to do. And they did not allow him to do.
Yeah, and a lot of responsibility as being the
Trump
president.
Don't give a fuck. Trump does not care. He's going to do what the fuck he wants to do.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm going to do it? Okay, I'll do it myself and walk the fuck out. Like, that's why I fuck with him. He don't give a fuck.
Yes, that's the only reason why. That's the only reason why I rock with him, too, because it's like, if he was actually on his shit and did what he had to do, I think he'll be a comparison to Obama. Now, what you were saying about Clinton
Obama
was,
didn't do
I
shit.
Didn't like, listen, Clinton was a black man. Because I wasn't talking about the scandal. That's cool. I mean, anybody gonna do that in the White House. It was just any president that was left-handed from Louisiana, that was a southpaw, and he played the saxophone, and he was kissing babies. So what did I tell you? He was a likable person.
Oh,
like, he was doing
stuff. Doesn't do things. Like,
I know Trump.
Bill Clinton,
Trump didn't do it. Trump did not pick up no babies at all. He did not touch one child. He was like, no.
But he doesn't want to. Trump don't like kids. He don't like bitches. I'm going to stop
now?
There, okay?
Now,
says
man,
the man
now
you
stop
said
there.
Vagina grabs and just denied it?
Now, Mango,
huh?
You said Obama didn't do shit.
Mm-mm.
Now,
you know
why
what?
Do you feel that way?
I take that back. He did do something. He gave LGBT, whatever the fuck it is, he gave them a voice. That's all he did. Other than that.
You talking about Trump?
A lot of people like you have said Obama haven't done shit. But, mind you, Obama had opened up so many jobs for the black community, but the black
not
people,
more than Trump.
Biggest hold on. Black people's biggest problem is if it ain't the type of job that they want, they're not gonna fucking do it. That
right.
on them. Now, again, cool, Obama was the first black president. Fine. But he's the president of the United States, not of Chicago, not of South Holland, not of Indiana, of the United States. So it ain't just on him to do what the fuck needs to be done, because he has to go through checks and balances. We got to get our mayor involved, our governor involved, the ward involved, the statesman, the alderman. We got to get all of them involved. President ain't got shit to do with none of that. That's the biggest problem black people have ever had when it came to Obama. They was like, oh, Obama ain't do shit. Obama doesn't keep Chicago ain't on his motherfucking mind. You got to go talk to your alderman in that whatever ward you're in, put your voice in, and collectively get that shit together. We can't just keep voting on the presidency. We got to vote on the judges. I don't even know if they even got the black judge in office yet. But if you want shit to change, you got to start there. See, we keeping all the corrupted people in office. We ain't pushing out the right people. We keeping all the fucked up people in, so when the president do want to do something, they like, nah, nigga, ain't none of that. So, but there's a lot of reasons why.
I believe that the main reason why they don't talk to us about the judges is because it's not being broadcast. Like, you really actually have to sit down and look at their names and do homework. So people don't give a fuck about who the judge is. Me personally, when I vote, like my past times that I voted, I never gave a fuck about who the judges were.
And
because no
problem.
One ever taught me that.
Right, exactly. People don't teach us these type of things for us to know, like, hey, shit, if we want all the black people to stop getting locked up, we got to get these corrupted-ass judges out.
Yeah,
we wanna
they
get,
just make it seem
you know,
like it makes everything happen. Like,
exactly.
And
they think they definitely make it seem like the president is not. President,
yeah,
to be honest, president have
it's the latter.
Right.
To be honest,
the president has the littlest say so when it comes to everything. He's a puppet.
Exactly.
Right?
He's just a pawn.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's fucked up. Welcome to America.
Facts. So, we got less than 3 minutes left. Y'all got any last words for everybody?
I would like to promote my business, Bot Mango. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. On Instagram, it is BROOCHED_BYMANGO. On Facebook is Broach by Mango, BROCHEBYMANGO, and also on Twitter it is the same. I sell basically everything. Check me out. Inbox me if you want something. On to the next. Who's next?
And when I say she's a businesswoman, I'm telling you she's a businesswoman. She just got on my ass earlier about some AirPods. So definitely link up with her. She's a wonderful person, especially business wise. Brandon, you got any last words?
Do better, black people. And Trump, stay away from them women.
Oh,
yeah. They coming after you,
fine.
Trump.
You
gotta... Oh, God.
Robert, why the fuck?
They come.
You just know. For everybody who's been listening to all our shows, Mondays, again, there's a live podcast. Tuesdays is the radio show. Fridays is Freestyle Fridays. Tune in Monday, Tuesday, Friday. We also, I don't know if B-Trey wants me to tell everybody, but I'm going to say it anyway. We finally got our first little shipment of ADE All Dope Everything shirts and hats. So we will be talking about that probably tomorrow. Huh?
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations.
So we'll be sharing more info on that, y'all. Again,
gonna put a song?
Keep supporting OG Radio. You say what?
Gonna put a song?
Of course, of course. So, of course, everybody, keep supporting OG Radio. Keep supporting ADE. Catch my Instagram, HellRail1290. And I think y'all really been on my Instagram because I've had 1,000 followers in the past week. And that's a lot to go through. But catch my IG, HellRail1290. Catch my Snapchat, Dilla2112. My Facebook, Terrell Redman. Inbox me, you know, whatever y'all want to do. If you know any artists, you know any poets, send them my way. Because also, I host All Dope Poetry on Thursdays via Zoom, the Zoom app. So if you want to be involved with that, inbox me. Or, you know, if you know me personally, hit my cell and everything. We'll get that together. As always, wash your motherfucking hands, wash your ass, stay clean. Please, black people, stay in the motherfucking house. Cause I'm tired.
Just stay the fuck
tired,
nigga.
Stay home. I'm tired of being on lockdown. I need to get out the fucking house.
Okay. Women out here bald,
so,
people.
Pretty much.
Stay home so they can
go.
Yeah,
everybody out here rough as hell.
Man.
So with that being said, y'all, Brandon Mango, I appreciate y'all joining tonight.
Salute, sir.
See y'all again next Monday. I'll hit y'all up individually after this. So with that being said, y'all, love everybody. Thanks for the support. And the show is over.
Goodbye.